So, what are you doing today?
Well, I think I'll use my personal phone to take some pictures of some students.
Without a media release, share them with anybody that wants them, and just forget I have them.
No, that's not a good idea. You know, the staff at the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired are entrusted to protect our students while they're in our care. And that includes protecting all their educational records.
Well, sure, I'd be careful with a student's records, but these are just some pictures and maybe a video.
But photos and videos of our students are educational records, and we have to be especially careful how we use them. Not to mention, we love having visual records of our students learning and working, but we want to gather them in a way that's going to be useful in the future.
So what did I do wrong?
Well, let's take a look.
I think I'll use my personal phone to take some pictures of some students.
TSBVI is fortunate to have plenty of video equipment that can be checked out at any time, so you can take pictures or shoot video of student activities. And when you check them out, they're cleared and ready for whatever you want to document.
Checking out equipment takes time.
Sure, but if the school receives a request to release student information, searching through your phone for photos and videos is going to take a lot of time, too.
They have to look at all my photos and videos?
Every single one.
I'll be checking out a device from the school, then.
That's a great idea.
What do I do with the photos of students already have on my phone?
The same thing you do with media captured on a school device. Copy them to an accessible folder on your Google Drive. Every TSBVI employee has a Google account for their email, which means you have access to Google Drive through that account. And Google Drive lets you create folders into which you can transfer all the media you capture. Sometimes you have to use a personal device to record media, as long as you make sure that media is saved and identified and deleted from your personal device. No later than 7 days after you shoot it, you'll be okay. Media can be copied from a school or personal device through a cable connection or, for newer devices, wirelessly. Contact your media team for help with this if you have any questions. The most important thing is that any student images you capture must be filed in a manner that makes it easy for us to find.
How do I set up all these Google Drives and folders and whatnot?
Well, if you have any basic questions about your Google account...
Who are you talking to?
If you have any basic questions about your Google account, it's just easier to talk to your media department. They can answer any question you have.
I think I'll use my personal phone to take some pictures of some students. Without a media release, share them with anybody that wants them.
We do such amazing work here at TSBVI, and we want nothing more than to share our students' progress with parents, teachers, and schools all over the country.
So check Skyward to make sure the student has a signed release. When in doubt, contact CSR. You'll be glad you did. We'll be glad you did. And everyone that benefits from seeing your student excel and develop will be glad you did too.
Probably just forget I have them.
What good are great photos and videos of our students if we don't have them organized and easy to find? Our archivist works hard keeping all of our visual assets stored in a way that's easy to search. So if you need video of students shopping in a grocery store, they can immediately hook you up with all the video you need, as long as it's carefully indexed.
I'm ready to take some pictures and video. What do I do now?
Okay, you got your Google Photos and Drive all set up. You're ready to take some photos and video. Here's what you do next.
First, check out a device from the media department in the Learning Resource Center or in Outreach. Always, always hold your device in the horizontal position when shooting video. Video shot in the vertical position may not import to your drive and will be lost. Besides, you're making a little movie, and everyone would rather watch a movie that looks like this instead of this. Photos can be taken in either configuration.
Once you have everything copied over to your Google Drive, review your media. You can delete any duplicates or blurry images. Rename your photos and videos to make them easy to identify and locate.
I'm going to name this one Fluffy.
Not so fast. Tell them the naming conventions, Mr. VoiceOver.
Don't use special characters like these. If a cartoon character uses it to say bad words, it doesn't belong in a file name. Avoid really long file names. Here's an excellent rule of thumb to use for your file names. The date the media was captured, underscore, the name of the student in the media, underscore, a brief description of the event or activity. Now a very important step. go to your Google Drive and create a new folder for your media. Give the folder a descriptive name. You should do this each time you check out a device so that you have a specific folder for each event or project you're working on. Select all of your media now that it's been reviewed and renamed. It's important to keep all photos and video you've created, even if it contains images of students who do not have media releases. A media release allows us to use the release media on our website and other school-related products. But all photos and videos of our students are the school's responsibility to document and store so that it can be shared with school staff, a local district, or a student's parent if needed. So drag all the media you've created for this particular project into that folder.
Return your device to your media department. Your media tech will reset the device and remove all your photos and videos from it. If this feels like a lot of information, just know you can refer back to this video anytime. We have further instructions for what to do with your media to help our archivist, but that's in part 2.